Ed inti simaw l-SBS bil-Malti. Isma' aktar stejjer interessanti fsbs.com.au/Maltese.
Bosta xjentisti fl-Awstralja qegħdin iwissu lill-poplu Awstraljan li għandhom jistennew iktar avvenimenti ta' temp estrem, bit-temperatura tad-dinja tkompli tiżdied ftit. Fil-waqt li l-konsegwenza ta' dan fis-sajf li għadda fl-Awstralja kienet nirin kbar li ħakmu l-pajjiż, ix-xjentisti jgħidu li din is-sena l-pajjiż se jesperjenza għarar fix-xhur li ġejjin. Xjentisti ambientali mill-Uffiċċju Meteoroloġiku u l-Organizzazzjoni tal-Commonwealth għar-riċerka xjentifika u industrijali għadhom kif ippreżentaw is-sitt rapport tagħhom dwar l-istat tal-klima. Ikkonfermaw dak li bosta diġà qed jaħsbu jiġifieri li l-klima fl-Awstralja qiegħda tkompli tisħon. It-temperatura medja tal-pajjiż issa hija 1.44 gradi iktar mis-sena 1910 u s-sena l-oħra kienet l-iktar waħda sħuna minn meta bdiet tkun rrekordjata it-temperatura. Fil-partijiet x-lokkajri u tal-beach fl-Awstralja diġa hemm it-tendenza li jaqbdu n-nirien. Il-kundizzjonijiet qegħdin isiru iktar u iktar niexfa fil-waqt li x-xita fl-istaġun frisk ta' bejn April u Ottubru qiegħda tkompli tonqos. Dr. Karl Braganza huwa il-manager ta' servizzi fi ħdan l-Uffiċċju Meteoroloġiku u jgħid li jisħana u n-nixfa flimkien huma l-ingredjenti perfetti għal-iktar staġuni qawwija tan-nirien.
That shift in temperature and rainfall is partly driving a change in fire weather. What we can see in general is that across Australia, particularly the southern parts, we have a longer fire season. There's more fire weather during that season and the most extreme fire danger days are getting more extreme. It's particularly notable in spring, so we're seeing the fire season arrive months earlier in some instances in some southern parts of the country, which obviously reduces your fuel reduction period, but it also means that along with those early season heat waves, we're seeing an earlier start to having fires in the landscape.
Parti kbira minn nofsinhar tal-Awstralja inqerdet minn nirien is-sajf ieħor minħabba dawn ir-raġunijiet. Intant Dr. Braganza jgħid li l-biċċa l-kbira tal-pajjiż din is-sena se jiffaċċja r-riskju tal-għarar minn flok. Jispjega.
In contrast to the last few years where we've had really severe and protracted drought and natural drivers that have favored drier, more hotter conditions over summer and more fire weather, we've got into La Niña now in the Pacific. La Niñas are typically associated with heavy rainfall and flooding across Australia. The last significant La Niña event in 2010-11 caused a record two-year rainfall total and widespread flooding across Australia and Cyclone Yasi. We also know that during La Niña, you tend to get slightly more tropical cyclones in the Australian region making landfall. So fingers crossed this won't be as severe as an event, but it really depends on how much sea surface temperatures warm up around Australia over spring. Those warm temperatures basically provide the moisture and the fuel for the weather systems that come out of Australia.
Meta nħarsu lejn it-temperatura tal-oċeani madwar l-Awstralja naraw li l-ilma madwar il-pajjiż saħan bi grad fiktar minn mit-sena u l-frekwenza, l-intensità kif ukoll it-tul tal-mewġ ta' sħana marittimu kollha qegħdin jiżdiedu. Intant il-livell tal-baħar fl-Awstralja wkoll ogħla b'25 cm mill-1880. Nofs dan ġara biss mis-snin 70 u issa huwa mistenni jogħla b'3 cm u nofs kull 10 snin. Id-direttur ta' riċerka miċ-ċentru ta' xjenza dwar il-klima, Dr. Jackie Brown, tajt li l-livelli għolja tal-baħar huma il-kawża ta' żewġ affarijiet li huma silġ li qiegħed jinħall u l-espansjoni termali. Tispjega Brown.
So as the water warms, it expands and that contributes to sea level rise. So if we move to the next slide and have a look at heat content, this is a measure of the amount of heat being absorbed into the ocean over time. Now the oceans take up around 90% of the extra energy from climate change, and it's one of the very clear signals we have around how climate change is happening for the globe. So if you grab your ruler and head down to the beach, put your ruler at the edge of where you think the high tide level is and have a look what another 25 centimetres might mean, because 25 centimetres up can be a very long way inshore. And then even more confronting, what would a metre of sea level rise look like?
Ħaġoħra li l-oċean hija tjuri huwa kif qegħdin jinbidlu l-livelli atmosferiċi tal-karbonju. Tkompli tispjega Dr. Brown.
One question we get a lot here is 2020 was pretty tough with COVID. We saw a lot of companies closing down, people staying at home. What did that do to the carbon dioxide signal? And sadly, although carbon dioxide did slow down, we still saw an increase in the amount of carbon dioxide going into the atmosphere. And that slowdown really is indistinguishable from the background variability. Another way to think about this is, if you've been eating junk food for 10 years and then you go on a diet for one day, you jump on the scales the next morning expecting to see some change, drop a dress size. It's not that simple. This is about a very long-term change. And I think the big challenge for our children and grandchildren will be how to flatten this curve.
Ir-rapport li jmiss dwar l-istat tal-klima huwa ppjanat għas-sena 2022.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din, isma' fuq Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify jew kull fejn tisma' l-podcast tiegħek.